And Spain say they're recognising a Palestinian state in a historic move. Norway's Prime Minister, Jonas Gahr Støre, said the Scandinavian country will officially recognise a Palestinian state as of May 28. Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris said on Wednesday his country is coordinating with Spain and Norway, an historic and important day for Palestine. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said his country will recognise the state on May 28 too. Gahr Støre said that there cannot be peace in the Middle East if there's no recognition. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told lawmakers Tuesday the International Criminal Court's announcement that it is seeking an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu endangers hopes for a ceasefire in Gaza. Blinken's testimony comes as progressives criticize the Biden administration over its support for Israel. VOA's Catherine Gibson tells us the move drew bipartisan criticism in Washington.
Senator Ben Cardin is the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
I see it as a step in the wrong direction that's going to make it more challenging for us to get the parties together. There's always been an understanding the ICC is there to deal with countries that don't have an independent judiciary. Israel has an independent judiciary.
The United States top diplomat says the ICC announcement complicates negotiations for a ceasefire in the conflict that began October 7th. Blinken told law and Israel its offensive in the region could be deeply harmful to civilians. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sites with radioactive material are more vulnerable as climate change increases wildfire and flood risks. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The Department of Energy has recently required existing research labs, power plants,